your circumstances, whatever they are, they're the support of clarity itself. It's entirely up to you whether you're here or you're there. And it's entirely up to you, no matter where you are, here or there, whether clarity is your basis. I know this because I've lived through this myself. I've seen it both ways. Practicing clarity on my own and with others. Take it or leave it. So you see, this is entirely up to you. You have complete dominion over your life, how you want to live your life, no matter what you've created. So that's a good starting point. Clarity is always the ground. It's always the foundation. It does not matter what other people are doing. In this way, other people become your clarity helpers. Constantly reminding you about clarity. They're all clarity friends showing up, no matter where they are. Somebody gives you a dirty look. Somebody gives you a kind cuddle. Anything in between. This is the proper attitude. A warrior of clarity. Yeah. If somebody marching out of Tibet, being shot at from the air and from the ground, can rely on clarity, so can you. Wherever you are, right? So this is a good example. You can think, oh, wow, there are other people just like me. All the people right here in this room. All the people everywhere who can live in their circumstances, whatever they are, and see those as clarity supports. This is a very good question. It doesn't matter where you live or what you're up to. This is just the way points of view are. They're circumstantial. So, you know, now this is appearing, now that one's appearing, and who knows what else there'll be. So you see, if we call it something, oh, I got a neurosis. I got a thought disorder. I'm a weirdo. You know, this thing has a power that's going to get me. It's controlling me. There isn't any point of view that is like that. It's really good about the point of views. They only come one at a time. You know, even if we see all this, what can we say about it? We have to pick something out one at a time. The room, the people, the air, the whatever it is. See, all nothing overwhelming, just one at a time. One point of view at a time. What could be simpler than that? One point of view shining with clarity at a time, walking and afraid of falling down. See? Now, when you were first talking, I didn't quite understand, and I thought you were saying barking. Barking, you're barking all the time, afraid of barking. I thought, well, that's an interesting point of view. You know, So you see, it's not just our own point of view, but it's others. Uh-huh. But even if you were barking, I wouldn't call that a neurosis. I would just call it a point of view. So it's all okay. You know, everyone rests in the natural perfection of their own points of view, whatever they are.